Music doesn't need a visa.
有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。
No genre limits. Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Hai Tongni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Hello and welcome back to From CN to CA. I'm your host, Hai Tong. When I first started this show, I thought it would mostly be about introducing music from East Asia. But somewhere along the way, I realized it became more personal than that. Every playlist has been a snapshot of what I've been listening to, what I've been rediscovering, and sometimes even how I've been feeling that week.If this happened to be my final episode, then I think this playlist is a pretty good way to wrap things up. Thank you for listening, and I hope you find at least one song that stays with you long after today's show. Let's get into the music.
这张张嘴巴，雪白的天色忽而就炎夏，飞鸟想飞走，甚至不喧哗，眼睛要流泪，蜡烛要融化，何必要不依有他？谁去明天遇见？想到一些天地都容纳不下的书法，心里就烧起烟霞，没去过心上人流浪的白发天涯，哪里动情月水花，没看过感情千万次面目全非的真假，这一早晨浮在泥沙，
际与地理，只有生活的压力，就算再多的话题，见不着你，天时不济。假日平生我发呆，你却临时要出差，面对时差喊我来，我们只好梦里相爱。可惜你我傻眼工作，擦肩是否已离开地球表面，要遇见你的条件变得好遥远，这空空的家具我一个人占据，你也或许同样情绪委屈，空虚同样继续，过去是否回不去。没有天时与地利，只有生活的压力，就算再多的话题，接不着你，天时不济。假日平时我发呆，你却临时要出差，面对时差毫无奈，我们只好梦里相爱。发现你我傻眼工作，擦肩
过得最快，就算忙碌或者累坏，还是期待回来对你 say hi。 经常飞来飞去又追求自己爱的梦，对好友却有空，但只希望你能懂，能我的世界满失言，不想这样就失联。为何一天没足够时间陪你做做，总念不会错，
if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station. Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Come on. Thank you. 살이 좀 쪘으면 좋겠어 넌 내 말은 몸을 좋아하지만 안아줄 때 같이 잘 때 너 팔베개 깔아줄 때 너의 목 건강을 위해 내 키가 좀만 컸으면 좋겠어 네가 만나던 키 큰 애들보다 그리고 손도 조금만 더 컸음에 어 근데 그건 더 안 커도 될 것 같아
넌 빡세 하루하루
개인정보 지금 난 가수 엄마 노래는
어떻게
해야 돼 니네 안 살아봤으면 말을 말아
왜 일이 많어
전화 좀 그만했으면 좋겠어 특히 너네 양화대교 지나갈 때 그래 그래 그 노래 좋아해 근데 그 다리가 뭔 상관인데 My complex yeah. Complex. Complex. 내가 아이돌이었으면 좋겠어 춤 잘 추고 잘생긴 놈 사랑 노래만 쓰면 되니까 노래 못하면 벗으면 되니까 yeah. Oh yeah Oh yeah Oh yeah Oh yeah 사랑해 미치겠어 Oh yeah Oh yeah 이러면 되니까
서라 영원 컴플렉스가 없어 미안 기자고 말라도 괜찮아 멀는 니까 오히려 난 말이야 if I was auntie 노래는 나는 내 얼굴은 잘 모르니까 주디라 한번 don't fame 여자 그래 솔직히 다 셀 수 없어 그래다고 셀 수 없어 나처럼 살아봐 think you can walk in my shoes look at me now 네가 네 컴플렉스 다 임마 난이 난 컴플렉스 but you can't be me Complexes, but you can't bet me. Complex, 문제 삼은 문제가 돼. I got a complex, it asks me.
My complex, yeah, yeah, yeah. My complex, yeah, yeah. Complex, yeah, yeah, yeah. Complex, yeah, yeah. Complex, complex in the magazine. I hate me more than you hate me. I'm complex in the magazine. Yeah. 가끔 나 내가 아님 좋겠어. 아무도 우리가 우린지 모른다면 남들처럼 손잡고 걷는 상상에 햇살 좋은 공원에서
Quiet afternoon. You came into my place. I felt your inner wound. What a shift, what a dance. I tried to catch your groove the day I lost you. Supposed to protect living a righteous life that I would never regret now I let you in my mind but not to rearrange it so corrupted I just knew that was not my truth you did it 1, 2, 3 what was I to do fell off that jacket page ends of me and you
所以我低头看自己双掌，所以领悟人为何想飞翔。日月升高的海洋，海平面似乎要出航海港，所以船只在近海下迷航，所以指数 AI 不停上扬。低空危险在增长，所以我看到未来的过往，所以举笔的群主来帮忙，所以我一步不会来撒谎。陆地骗不了磁场，所以我们的记忆正流转，所以就邂逅你异域他乡，所以请等待跟我回夕阳。
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
This is Bob Duthie, station volunteer from 1958 to 1959. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and you're listening to me, Cindy, on Absolutely Frivolous. This is an all-audio comedy show, and we have tons of different comedy. We put on stand-up, songs, improv, we have interviews with funny people, all kinds of funny stuff. If we can find it, we put it on the air for you. Please check it out. Please keep tuning in, 101.9 FM. Kevin Allison is a comedic writer and actor. He is perhaps best known as a writing and performing member of The State on MTV. Popular sketches on the show starring Allison include Taco Mail, Mr. Imagina, Dream Boy, and The Jew, the Italian, and the Redhead Gay. Kevin Allison came out as gay to the national media at 24 when The State began airing in 1994. Kevin hosts the free audio podcast Risk on iTunes. He is the creator of this storytelling show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. Risk is also a live show in New York City. The show debuted in August 2009 at Arlene's Grocery and moved to Joe's Pub in October with guests like Margaret Cho, Rachel Drach, Michael Ian Black, Andy Borowitz, and Janine Garofalo dropping their usual material for a night to tell true and often embarrassing stories. Kevin Allison's most recent film and TV appearances include Reno 911 Miami, The 10, Wedding Days, VH1's The Best Week Ever, and HBO's Flight of the Conchords. He writes for TV and for production companies like Jib Jab and Blue Man Group. And Kevin teaches sketch comedy and storytelling classes at New York University, the People's Improv Theater in New York City, and the Philly Improv Theater in Philadelphia. He is currently developing a new TV series and working on a memoir and a how-to book on creating sketch comedy. Here's Kevin Allison on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Guys, don't play basketball like this anymore. No, I can't wait. Yeah, I'll be there, 8th row. I can't wait, it's going to be the greatest night of our lives. I'm so excited, so I'll meet you up for drinks after work. All right, man. Hold on, my boss is here, I gotta go. Hi, Mr. McGivens.
Hey, Nick. Hey, listen, I just talked to the partners, and we're going to need that report tomorrow and not Friday, it turns out. So I figure if you could stay late tonight, that ought to fix it all up.
Uh-huh. No, that won't be a problem.
Great. Yeah, I'm sorry if you hadn't any plans or... But,
no, just excuse me for a second.
Great. Okay. Terrific.
Well, you know, there's so many deadlines and all the bookkeeping. I mean, this stuff can be stressful for anyone on the staff. So we created this scream room. It's a place where people can vent their frustrations, but in a professional way. Who uses the scream room most? Definitely Nick. Nick, well, I mean, most people use it like once or twice a month. He uses it like, I would say, 5 to 8 times a day. We had actually thought at one point of just flat out calling it the Nick Room, you know, but then we figured that might just make him angrier.
Cheese smells great in here. What you got cooking?
It's a salad with ham in it.
Oh, salad and ham. Wow, look at you, Mr. Chef. Wow, that looks great. You got the tomatoes going, all the little onions. What is that, green pepper? Don't mind if I do. I'm just going to take a little bit here. Whoa, what is that, Caesar dressing? That's unbelievable. You know, my mom used to work at Caesar's Palace. It was great. You know, she was working behind the bar. They're fantastic. We should get chips every day. Oh, my God. This is fantastic. You know, my mom, she used to come all the time. We make this every morning. Every morning we have salad and ham.
You'll never take me alive! You know, people always say they need more vacation days, you know, or a company picnic, you know, different kinds of sodas in the kitchen. People just need to fucking scream.
Hi, guys! 2 minutes to birthday cake and song. Okay. See you in there. Get our sugar on.
Got it.
Right. Hey, there you are. Listen, birthday cake in about 2 minutes.
Sorry. Birthday cake in about 2 minutes, I guess. All right. Okay, and now on to Nick. No? There you are, Mr. Baritone. Listen, birthday party in there for Mark and Sarah and Jared and Edward, so we need you in there, okay?
All right.
2 minutes, bugger. Okay. I couldn't find you.
I'm gonna kill that woman.
We just really hope he's not a psychopath. I don't know. I mean, I don't technically know what a psychopath is, you know, according to the DSM-V or anything like that, but he is a very worrisome character.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday.
Oh, hey, sorry. I didn't know anyone else was in here.
Oh, it's okay. It's my first day.
Huh. Is there like a schedule or something to get
into? No, it's just first come, first serve.
Oh.
So, first day, already in the scream room.
Yeah, well, you know.
Birthday parties are the worst!
Okay. You mind if I join you?
Not at all.
Dearest Klebadiah the third and a half, the weeks we spent in the backwoods were some of the most wonderful weeks of my life. And by wonderful, I mean awkward. I hope you can find someone to read this letter to you. I'm afraid our love affair has to end. It's not me, it's you. I met Kleb at a truck stop. He was sucking back antifreeze. He was 12 years younger than his mother, and he smelled of decaying cheese. But I warmed up to his advances with each jar of hooch I drank. He shot a few squirrels to impress me, then we made out behind the septic tank. His chronic halitosis lingers. Backwoods love, the man only has three fingers. Backwoods love, it sure don't come from heaven above. Neither did the infection he gave me. I loved him because there was no one else around. We swam for an hour in the water tower and dried off. Then we nibbled on deep-fried crawdads and other more curious snacks. For our three-day anniversary, he gave me a squirrel-skinned cap. And then he took me to a monster truck rally where he gave me the clap. Backwoods love, he's never heard the word skyscraper. Backwoods love, his hand doubled. crumbled as toilet paper. Backwards love, his jeans are tighter than OJ's glove. I realize that's an outdated reference. I loved him because there was no one else around. Kleb took me on a romantic dinner at the Bingo Hall cafeteria. The staff there don't waste any part of the animal. Would you like some more spaghetti and giblets, they'd ask? No thanks, I'd say. I'm partial to the macaroni and hoof. Bless them and their colons of steel. And then we headed to the harvest dance, where everyone downed a bottle of antifreeze and made out with their uncle. It was a wonderful date. God bless the backwoods. Backwoods love, the lice never left us alone. Backwoods love, Kleb sang while he sat on the throne. He had elephantitis of the collarbone. He used a seashell as a telephone. Was in desperate need of cortisone. He is the reason humans should not clone. Backwoods love, he had diseases I've never heard of. Except for scurvy, I've heard of that one. I loved him because there was no one else around. He probably killed them all. Backwoods love, there was something wrong with the backwoods marching band. Triangle and a fourth kid just fiddled his nuts. But I know I'll never know anyone like Kleb again. Cause I'm staying the f*** out of the forest. Shooby, 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 shoo.
Stock markets are in turmoil following yesterday's announcement from Butterflies and Emery Board that the proposed toenail is down by the seashore. Witches and minivans continue to frolic under intense chocolate pudding.
If you don't know how to react to what was just said, then you can begin to understand what it feels like to live with Alzheimer's disease. Tasks like making sense of what you hear can become impossible. Alzheimer's disease takes everything that makes you who you are and can begin in your early 40s. Please donate now to help find a cure at alzheimer.ca. Alzheimer's. Forget everything you knew.
Keep your thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune into Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Louis C.K. first took the stage in 1984 at an open mic in Boston, Massachusetts, during the apex of the comedy boom. He was so discouraged by the experience of his stand-up comedy routine that he didn't perform again for 2 years. As Boston's comedy scene grew, he gradually achieved success, performing alongside acts such as Dennis Leary and Lenny Clark. In 1989, he moved to New York City. Now in the heart of the comedy world, he performed his act on many televised programs, including Evening at the Improv and Star Search. In 1996, HBO released his first half-hour comedy special. Louis C.K. has performed his stand-up frequently on shows such as The Late Show with David Letterman, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Lopez Tonight, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. In August 2005, Louis C.K. starred in a half-hour HBO special as part of the stand-up series One Night Stand. Inspired by the work ethic of George Carlin, the comedian who had committed to dropping all of his existing material and starting over every year, Louis C.K. launched his first hour-long special titled Shameless in 2007, which aired on HBO and was later released on DVD. In March 2008, he recorded a second hour-long special, Chewed Up, which premiered on Showtime Network on October 4th, 2008, and went on to be nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Writing in a Comedy or Variety Special. On April 18th, 2009, Louis C.K. recorded a concert film titled Hilarious. Unlike his previous specials, which had all been produced for television networks, Hilarious was produced independently, directed by Louis C.K. himself, and sold to Epic and Comedy Central after it was complete. Because of this, it was not released until late 2010 and published on DVD and CD until 2011. It is the first stand-up comedy film to be accepted into Sundance.
In a 2010 interview, Louis C.K. described returning to stand-up comedy and doing specials after his divorce as a year and a half of working to catch up to the breakup of his marriage, which, although portrayed in the HBO series Lucky Louie as fractious, had nonetheless been central to the show and his life. One element in his preparation for stand-up was training in the boxing gym, including with locally well-known Lowell, Massachusetts fighter Mickey Ward, trying to learn how to do the grunt work and the boring constant training that you'll be fit enough to take the beating. This is Louis C.K. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You know what's amazing to me? You can name your kid anything you want. Isn't that incredible? There are no laws. There should be a couple of laws. None. You can literally name your kid anything. You can name your kid a name with no vowels if you want, like Pinsendleton. Just 40 F's, that's his name. Go clean your room. I'd like to name my kid a whole phrase, you know, something like ladies and gentlemen. That would be a cool name for a kid. This is my son, ladies and gentlemen. Then when he gets out of hand, I get to go, ladies and gentlemen, please! But you gotta be careful what you name your kid. You do have to be careful because what happens is other kids in school are gonna make fun of them. They're gonna make fun of their name. And you don't have to give them a weird name because they can do it with any name. Kids are geniuses at that. Any name, they take it, they go, Louie Screwy. Joey, Blowy, Mike, your mother's a dyke, whatever. They find a way, these kids. Any name, what's your name? Eric, you f***ing asshole. See, just like that. Lightning speed these kids got. What's your name? Joe, eat a bag of shit, face. You see, just like that. My daughter is really something else, man. She runs the house. She runs the whole house. She decides everything. Like, we were playing hide-and-seek the other day. We play hide-and-seek, and we play by her rules that she invented. And do you know why? Because she sucks at hide-and-seek. And so she covers it with this f***ing ruse to level the playing field. And I gotta pretend it's all that she's great. No, it's bullshit. Like, we're playing... I know she's a kid, but listen... When it's my turn to hide, she tells me where to hide. She tells me where. She goes, hide in the closet, Papa. But you're going to know where I... Hide in the closet! All right, I'll hide in the closet. Good, fine. Now I'm standing in the closet like asshole. She comes in, I found you. She's like, shitty about it. Like, I found you. And I'm like, wow. How did you figure out where you told me to hide? And then when she hides, this is her hiding. She goes over to a wall and does this. She goes, that's it. There's nothing here. What the f*** is this? Like, this is some ninja invisibility crouch. And I gotta act like an idiot. I can't just walk in and go, yeah, you're there. Because she'll cry and shit her pants, right? So I gotta walk around like an ass. Where is she? I have no idea. Where could she be? I'm making eye contact. I don't see her. It's amazing to me. The other day we're playing, this is how things have gotten in my house. Okay, here's a very good example of where it's gone. We're playing a version of hide and seek where my wife and I have to decide together where to look. She likes that. She's like, Mama, you tell Papa where to look. Okay, well, fine. So she's over there hiding like this, just in plain sight. And my wife and I, my wife's like, why don't you look under the bed? I'm like, okay, okay. She's not there. And then she says, why don't you look in the linen closet? Okay, so I open the closet. She goes, that's not the linen closet. We don't put that in there anymore. All right, Jesus, all right, I'll look in. So I look in that. Why would she be in that closet? It has shelves. She can't stand in a shelf. Well, maybe she's crawled in a shelf. Now we're having a fight about where to look for this kid who's standing right there. She totally runs the house. I remember Halloween last year. A couple of days before Halloween, my wife comes up to me and she's like, we have to get you a cat costume. No, we don't, actually.
No, we do, because she thinks you're going to be a cat. I don't know. It's like she's a guy with a gun in the other room. That's what it's like. She thinks you're going to be a cat. I don't know how she got it in her head, but she's expecting to be a cat on Halloween. I was like, well, tell her to go f*** herself, because I'm not doing it. I'm not afraid of her. She's two. I'll fight her. I could take her. I could beat the shit out of thousands of two-year-olds all day, just walk around. They would never even gang up on me. They suck. I'm not afraid of her. So my wife decided that she wanted to get pregnant again. She decided it. And this is back in August. She told me, you need to be in town next week. Why? Because I'm getting, I'm ovulating. So, like, not do you want another kid, just be in town. That's how she handles it. I'm like, I don't want another kid. So, f*** it. And she's like, all right. Next week, she starts blowing me, right? Now, she hasn't blown me in, Jesus, I don't know if I've ever been blown. That's how long it is. She's blowing me on the day she's ovulating. I'm a f***ing idiot. I'm like, yeah, you love it. Like, I think she digs me now. Stupid. So she's having another baby any day now. She's due, and it's true. The whole thing. And I'm like, okay. No, it's great. That's really the attitude that keeps a family together. It's not we love each other. It's f*** it, man. F*** it. F*** it. Another kid. F*** it. Why not? Let them all in. Good. Here's the thing. I never judge other parents now. I never do. I used to, but I never do. Like, you know when you see a mother in McDonald's or someplace or in a toy store and she's just melting down on her kid? She's like, shut up. I hate you. You're ugly. And people are standing around going, oh my goodness, she's a horrible mother. Well, guess what? Those people aren't parents. They don't have kids. Because any parents who are in that store are thinking, what did that shitty kid do to that poor woman? That poor woman. I wish I could help. Because you don't know, man. You don't know. Or like when you see a parent that seems to be negligent. Like you see a parent in McDonald's with the kid and the parent's like, oh, I can't take this shit anymore. And just like collapsed and all the shopping bags are just strewn everywhere. And the kid's happy. The kid's eating French fries. And the kid asks a question like, Mama, why is the sky blue? And she's like, just shut up and eat your French fries. And you think, what a terrible mother. Why doesn't she answer her child? When I have a child, I will answer all of their questions. And open their minds to the wonders of the world. Well, guess what? You don't know what the f*** you're talking about. You can't answer a kid's question. They don't accept any answer. A kid never goes, oh, thanks, I get it. They f***ing never say that. They just keep coming. More questions. Why? Until you don't even know who the f*** you are anymore at the end of the conversation. It's an insane deconstruction. It's amazing. This is my daughter the other day. She's like, Papa, why can't we go outside? Well, because it's raining. Why? Well, water's coming out of the sky. Why? Because it was in a cloud. Why? Well, clouds form when there's vapor. Why? I don't know. I don't know any more things. Those are all the things I know. Why? Because I'm stupid, okay? I'm stupid. Why? Well, because I didn't pay attention in school, okay? I went to school, but I didn't listen in class. Why? Because I was high all the time. I smoked too much pot. Why? Because my parents gave me no guidance. They didn't give a shit. Why? Because they f***ed in a car and had me, and they resented me for taking their youth. Why? Because they had bad morals. They just had no compass. Why? Because they had shitty parents. It just keeps going like that. Why? Because f*** it. We're alone in the universe. Nobody gives a shit about us. I'm going to stop here to be polite to you for a second. But this goes on for hours and hours, and it gets so weird and abstract. At the end, it's like, why? Well, because some things are and some things are not.
Why? Well, because things that are not can't be. Why? Because then nothing wouldn't be. You can't have nothing isn't. Everything is. Why? Because if nothing wasn't, there'd be fucking all kinds of shit that we don't, like giant ants with top hats dancing around. There's no room for all that shit. Why? I'll fuck you. Eat your french fries, you little shit. God damn it.
Indie rock. Indie pop. 80s alternative. Country and western. Bluegrass.
Gospel.
On which radio station do you expect to find all of the above?
Metal.
Your local rock station?
Hip hop.
I don't think so. The country and western station? I don't think so. The dance music station? I don't think so. The only place on the airwaves where you'll find programming as diverse as this is right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Check out the schedule at CFRC.ca for a full list of everything CFRC has to offer. Rural life, food, literature and poetry, science and technology, comedy, queer news, law, women's issues, social justice, and oh so much more.
Bluegrass is great music, but on Sunday mornings you can hear the best of bluegrass, gospel bluegrass, on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show. Tune in to 101.9 FM to hear some old, some new, some standards, and some new grass, with a big mix of groups, some national, some international, and a lot of local groups and musicians. Along with great music, you get an informative mix of weather, traffic info, record and group reviews, and even some humor to start your Sunday off the right way. Don't forget, every Sunday morning, 8 to 10, listen to Gospel Bluegrass on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show on CFRC 101.9 Queens University Radio.
Hello, my name's Sheila Rogers. I work at CBC Radio now, but my best radio days were at CFRC. 101.9 FM now or CFRC.ca. We could never have thought of the internet back in the 70s. It's great that you're listening. Stay with us.
My name is...